Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shir sponsored in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Eruvin Daf Samech Zayin in the Hizva Hadar edition, Perek Asiri, starting Aloch Zayin in the Ban Daf Samech Vov Amud Beis. Zog the Mishnah, Bor B'Shusarabim V'Chul Yosoi Gavoya Asar Tvachim. So you have a pit in Shusarabim, and around the bor you have the chulyo, which is the earth, which was dug from the bor and is put around the bor to be its fence. So if this chulyo, this fence, is 10 tfachim high, so it has a din of Rishus HaYochit, chaloin shel gabov, you have a window coming out from Rishus HaYochit above this bor, mimalim yimena b'Shabbos, you can fill up from this bor on Shabbos, it is Rishus HaYochit going from Rishus HaYochit to Rishus HaYochit, and therefore it's fine. Similarly, Ashpois b'Shus HaRabim, you have a garbage place b'Shus HaRabim. Kavoya Asar Tfachim has a height of 10 Tfachim, so it has a din of b'Shus HaYochit. Chalon Shal Gabo, the window above it, Shoyfchin Atoich HaMayim b'Shabbos, you can throw water into it on Shabbos, because you're taking it from b'Shus HaYochit into b'Shus HaYochit. Says the Gemara of Samech Zayin Mudalaf on top, Iyat Roye Amoik Kegavoya. Why do you need to have the bar, the pit, will have around it that earth, the chulyo? The bor itself is 10 tfachim deep. So the bor itself has a din of Rishus HaYochit. Answers the Gemara, Shein Bepiv Roichav Arbo. The opening of the pit does not have 4 tfachim. So meaning there's no width over here of 4 tfachim, therefore the bor is not Rishus HaYochit. Points out Reb Chaim, even though it's not Rishus HaYochit, Lechur, it's a Mokam Ptur. It's not part of Rishus HaRabim either. So it's a Mokam Ptur. But because if you don't have a chulyo, so around the bars, Rishus HaRabim, therefore they don't allow you to take from this Mokam Ptur to Rishus HaYochid, because you're going through Rishus HaRabim, even though it's not landing over there. Therefore you have to have a chulyo, make Rishus HaYochid, and then it's okay. Says the Gemara, Ad Kedoyin B'Samuch, that's the Gersa Reb Chaim, meaning that's good if the bar is close to the window. So then it's Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, and nothing in between. Hayam Muflok, what happens if the bar is a little distant from the window, and you have Rishus HaRabim in between? What do you do in order to be able to take from the bar to the window or throw from the window to the bar? Rav Shmuel Chadomar Noisen Neser. V'chadomar Noyetz Kone. One says you have to put a board of 4 tfachim wide, and mainly that will extend the Rishus HaYochid from the window to the bar. You'll have basically a connection between them, and therefore you can use the Neser, you can use the board in order to take things from the bar to the window. The other one says, no, it's kone. You don't have to have a neser. So you don't have to put a little kone reed, just a simon be'alma to remember that you take from Shusayachit to Shusayachit. So we don't know which one said what. In other words, what did Rav say? What did Shmuel say? So the Gemara, matetani Shmuel lemala ma'asor shvusu, dinoma noise neser. Shmuel is the one who said that above 10 fachim, there's a history there abundant to take, even though it's not resting on that place. We're referring to what we learn in Masechet Shabbos, someone who is passing from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid through Rishus HaRabim. Even though it's above that Tefach Rishus HaRabim, you see it's never in Rishus HaRabim. Shmuel says, Potter aval Osur midirabon. So here it's very similar. You take it from the window Rishus HaYochid to the bar Rishus HaYochid through Rishus HaRabim. You can't do it through Rishus HaRabim even though you're above 10. At least it's a Yisur derabon to do that. So therefore you have to have a nest, so you have to have a board of 4 Tefachim to extend the Rishus HaYochid. So the Gemara says, Dinu Oman Noise Neser. He's the one who said Neser. But Rav that says, the Rishus HaYochid above Ted Fakhim is not his Ostri even Midarabonon. He holds you don't have to put a Neser. It's enough to put just some kind of a hecker, even a little piece of reed, and that's good enough. Says the Gemara, Hayushnaim, meaning you have two windows, let's say across from each other, using that same bar. And the bar is far away from the window. So what do you need in order to be able to have these two windows using the same bar? So what Trey Amorim, Machlekes Amorim, Chadom Asar, one says, as we saw earlier in the Masechta, you have to have a Mechitza of Asar Tfachim, similar to having two Rishus HaYochid using it from the same bar, you have to have a Mechitza in between that will separate the bar with a Mechitza Tluya and give each one the ability to use one side of that pit, one side of the bar. Says the Gemara, V'chor Noma, the other one said, Arbo, you don't have to have 10 Tfachim, 4 Tfachim is enough just to have a Heker. So the one who says you have to have 10, ask the one who says we have to have only 4. But the reason why you usually need to have a mechitza of 10 is because you can't have two Rishus HaYochid using the same thing in between if they didn't do an eruv. So how can here you have two Rishus HaYochid using the board in between? Says there we're talking about you have two Rishus HaYochid and nothing else between except the bar of Rishus HaYochid. So I'm saying you have to have a mechitza in order, and if you don't do that, you have a problem of Eruv. But here we're talking that there's Rishus HaRabim between, right? You have the window, then you have space for Rishus HaRabim, then comes the bar, you have more space for Rishus HaRabim, then the next window. So the Rishus HaRabim takes this bar and separates it from the windows. They'll only be able to use the bar through the air. It doesn't really become part of the Rishus, and therefore they're not oyser on each other, so it becomes a kulo, the fact that it's in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, this bar. Halacha chesok the Mishnah. Ilon shu meisev al aretz. You have a big tree, and it has branches that are going down from the top of the tree towards the ground. If it reaches close to the ground, within three tefachim to the ground, because these branches become the mechitzas, and it becomes like a mishusayachid that you could carry in it. If you have the roots of the tree sticking out of the ground three tefachim, lo yeshiv aleim, you should not sit on them. Why not? Because it becomes part of the tree. And the tree is also to be used, midirabanan, you're not allowed to use the tree. Maybe it's going to come and be toilish, and it's going to take something out of the tree. But if the roots are below three tefachim, it becomes part of the ground, and you're allowed to use it. Hadelet shebemukze ve'achadokim shebepirtzo. So we're talking about different doors that are not attached to the door, not connected to the door, but they used to be a door. So Adel Shemukzeh is Mukzeh is basically a backyard where people store things over there. And he has a door which is not attached to it, but they use it to close the opening between the house and the backyard. And Chadok Shevapir says you have another type of hole and you close it with some branches. Continues the Mishnah of Sechazayin and Mubez. It says, Umachtzelot, which is a mat made out of reeds, which again is used, not connected, but is used as a door. You cannot use it to close the door because it looks like boine b'Shabbos. It looks like he's building on Shabbos. Unless they are high from the ground, meaning they're tied to the door and they are not touching the ground. So then it's very clear that they're part of the opening and they're not considered to be a new binyan, a new building. They're already part of this house. Says the Gemara, we talk about the tree, this we saw a few times in the Masechta, that once you have a place of Rishus HaYochid, but it's not Roi Ladi, or people don't actually live there, so then you cannot carry there more than Beis HaTayim. So this tree is the same thing, and maybe you can't carry more than Beis HaTayim. If there will be the area of the tree more than Beis HaTayim, you'll not be able to carry there. Says more, Rav Chaim explains, the pshat is that if you had actual mechitzah asar tefachim, then we're not talking. Then, of course, you could use it if you build the mechitzas for that purpose. That makes it royal adiro. But if we talk about that, there's no mechitzas asar except the tree itself. What we said the tree can be used is only if you don't have openings more than 10 amas. And in addition, if you have an opening which is less than 10 amas, but you have one opening in one side and across and you have another opening, so they open one against each other, that's a problem as well because people are going to use it as a pathway and it's mevatel l'shus hayochid midirabanan. So therefore we say the opening should be sealed in the area which is across from it. Says the Gemara, Avacho b'shem Rav, Osur, the Gir Sarab Chaim is Ladush, Shor Shei Zmoiro b'Shabbos. The same way we said, you're not allowed to sit on the roots of the tree on Shabbos, because you may come to pull things from the tree. So you're not allowed to step on the roots of grapevines on Shabbos, because you may come to pull it out. Says the Gemara, Shor Shei Ilon, Shor Shei Kuv. The same thing we spoke about, the roots of a tree, also applies to the roots of a cabbage. And the reason is because the roots of the cabbage also are hard, similar to a tree. Pigvoim shloisho, as we mentioned in the Mishnah, it's only if the roots are high, more than three tefachim from the ground, so then you go, has the din of a tree. Alengvoim shloisho karet same, if not, they like the land, and you can use them on Shabbos. Sadigwam asniso b'shein lim tzirim. Going back to the doors, we talk about the doors, they don't have tzirim. They don't have hinges that connect the door to the opening. Alayesh lim tzirim, they're connected with hinges. Then even if they're on the ground, you could still close with them because it's clear that's the door of this opening. Hadoi detani, that's the braisa that says, deles goideris, which means a door which is dragging on the ground, or machzeles goideris, or a mat which is dragging on the ground, or kankiloin goider, or if the kankiloin which is dragging on the ground. What is a kankiloin? The different perusha over here, Reb Chaim says a kankiloin is some piece that you use to as part of the plower. You plow the field with it, and sometimes people use it as a door. So as long that it's connected with some hinges and it becomes part of the opening, even though it's dragged on the ground, you'll open and lock it on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Machtzelis Hakshuro V'Tluyo B'Shabbos. If you have a mat which does not have the hinge and it's tied up and hanged, so then B'Shabbos Patech V'Noel B'Shabbos, you're allowed to open and close on Shabbos V'Inzochon B'Yontev. And also in Yontev, this goes back to our Mishnah that it has to be tied to the door and hanging. But if it's going on the ground, you're not allowed to use it as long as it has hinges, which is the first part that we mentioned before. Halacha Tezok D'Mishnah. Person should not stand in Mishus HaYochid and open a door which is in Mishus HaRabim. Or Mishus HaRabim, Yiftach Mishus HaYochid. Stand in Mishus HaRabim and open Mishus HaYochid. What are we talking about? Taking a key and opening a door which is another Mishus. Because the Chashash says, maybe he'll take the key and bring it to where he is. So if it's Mishus HaYochid, opening Mishus HaRabim, he may take the key from Mishus HaRabim and bring it to Mishus HaYochid. Unless you have a mechitza there in Mishus HaRabim, so then even if he takes the key and brings it to him, it's taken from Mishus HaYochid to Mishus HaYochid, which is may be a problem there about him. And as the Gemara mentioned before, this sentence belongs to the beginning of the Mishnah in the case where he's in Mishus HaYochid opening Mishus HaRabim. Amrulai Chachamim argued with Rameir, and they told him, "Maise b'shuk shapatomim shab Yerushalayim." It was the mark of the butchers in Yerushalayim. Shira noyalim, they used to lock the door. Minichim samavteach becholon shagav apetach. In other words, they would stand in the Rishus HaYochid, and they would lock the door in Rishus HaRabim, and they would do with the key, or they put the key on the window above the door. So you see, we're not choishish; they're going to bring the key to them. Just one detail in the story he fixes. It wasn't the market of the butchers. It was the market of the Samarian, the people that sell wool. Says the Gemara of Acho, Rav Chinam, Shokano, Ein Aloha Kabudu, don't pass like Kabudu means Kabudu is one who argues with a mayor. That's the Chachamim that Omruloi. They say you can take the key from in another Rishus and open the door. We don't pass that way. You pass like a mayor, then you're not allowed to take the key if you're in another Rishus. With this, we conclude Yoshami Erevin Da Samech Zayin.